They who gain applause and power by pandering to the mistakes, the prejudices, and passions of the multitude are the enemies of liberty. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years...
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful week.
Or at least a calm week.
Well, I had a better week.
Ours was just more uneventful, which is good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It is.
So it's not bad. It wasn't exciting. It was just calm.
Yeah.
Which I like.
I got a new brace.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which
Thank goodness.
I am enjoying my new brace.
Oh my god, that other brace was horrendous. So this one's way better.
Much, much better.
Yes.
Anyways.
Yes.
On with the show.
Please.
So we do have a Twitterer this week.
Okay.
By the name of Greg Solomon.
Our lone Twitterer.
Our lone Twitterer this week.
Twitterer.
Which is fine. One is better than none.
It works for me.
And we didn't go negative.
There's always next week.
Yes, there's always next week. Anyways, so where do we Twitter at?
Secular yakking.
Close enough.
Hey, it's whatever. It works.
All right.
Anyways.
On with the news.
That would be nice.
And that annoying sound in the background.
Leave it alone. Continue on.
All right. So, GOP congressional candidate has some strange ideas about aliens.
Aliens?
Aliens.
Why are they weighing in on aliens?
Bettina.
Wait, are we talking?
Just.
Okay.
So, Bettina. Rodriguez Aguilera is running for Congress for the state of Florida. She says she has been on board a spaceship.
Oh, so we're not talking like international aliens. We're talking
interstellar.
Interstellar aliens, correct.
Yeah. She talked about her encounter during a 2009 interview. She described, quote, going up inside the spaceship, though whether it went into space or not is just, or just hovered around town and was left unclear.
Okay, that was weird.
Yeah. She says, I went in. There were some round seats that were there and some quartz rocks that controlled the ship, not like airplanes.
She's watched too much television.
You think?
Yes.
But apparently, sorry. It's a cat.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what his problem is. What?
You're not talking into the microphone.
Because I'm dealing with something. Anyways, continue.
Anyways, she gained some special knowledge from the aliens. She did.
That's fine. Just continue.
There are 30,000 skulls different from humans in a cave in the Mediterranean island of Malta.
Okay, this just got even more weird.
The world's energy center is in Africa.
Okay, it's an interesting ship she was on.
Uh-huh. The Coral Castle, a limestone tourist attraction south of Miami-Dade, is actually an ancient Egyptian pyramid. And God is a universal energy.
What drugs is this lady on?
She also said the aliens had mentioned ISIS, though she didn't clarify if they meant the terrorist organization or the Egyptian goddess.
Well, at least she got that. Well, she, you know, at least was able to
come up
with the idea of the difference.
Well, no, she didn't say that. I did.
I thought you said that. I mean, said that.
She just said that they mentioned ISIS. She didn't mention what ISIS was.
Oh, I thought you said that she wasn't sure which one they were referring to.
She didn't clarify it.
Oh, it's you clarifying that she didn't clarify
because
which
as far
one.
As I know, ISIS didn't actually.
Well, and that's what I was going to say.
Place in 2009.
Well, what I was going to say is, if she was smart enough to know that there's a difference
I don't
between
think
the
so.
Two, but if that was you, then you just took that thought away.
So, when asked about the experience last week, she didn't really give an answer on whether or not she'd actually been abducted, but talk about the possibilities of life outside our planet.
But didn't that what she just said?
Well, she said this back in 2009.
But she said she was up in the spaceship.
In 2009. She may have changed her mind since then, and she doesn't want to talk about it.
Okay, this is just weird.
Well, this is a true story. Well, this is what she
from
says
her
happened.
Account,
from
correct.
Her account.
Yes.
But this is actually what she said.
Uh-huh.
Now she's not talking about it because it doesn't look good as a congressional candidate to believe in alien abduction.
Well...
But my question is, how is that any different from being Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Because she
says, I spoke with God, that kind of thing.
She says she is a Christian and believes wholeheartedly in God.
Right, exactly.
So how is that different from believing in...
That she went up in a spaceship.
To me, it's the same thing.
There's no different than she was, you know, out walking and God came to me and, you know, said that I should do this. You know, that kind of thing. I see the two as the same thing.
Exactly. So there you go. Yeah. More fun from Florida. Do all the crazies move to Florida?
Oh, I don't know. I think there's several spread around.
Or do they just get bred there?
Perhaps.
Okay.
I can't say anything. I was from Florida, so.
But you weren't born there.
No, but still, I spent a long time there.
Okay.
Anyways.
Kim Davis fights gay marriage in Romania.
Okay.
After failing to prevent the gays from marrying in the United States, Kim Davis is taking her bigotry international.
Well, there you go. If you can't do it here, do it somewhere else.
Yeah. The Rowan County clerk, who was jailed briefly in 2015 for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, headed to Romania this week to push for a change to the country's constitution.
So she's wanting to change their constitution?
Yes. What?
My God, mind your own damn business.
That's what I said.
But what is her ties with Romania?
Because there is a possibility of changing that constitution.
So no ties to Romania?
None that I know of.
Why does she need to stick her nose in someone else's business?
Because it's all she knows how to do.
Well, even, I mean, at least here it's her own constitution she's wanting to change, but... Who gets the idea? I think I'll go over there and go have them change their ways, even though I'm not from here. I'm a foreigner, and you probably don't like the fact that I'm here.
Well, maybe it was her defense counselor from her 2015 jailing.
Oh, okay.
We'll get into that in a second.
Okay.
The change would clarify the definition of marriage from between spouses to clearer delineation of genders. In Romania, where homosexuality was fully decriminalized in 2002, the civil code already specifies that marriage is a legal union between a man and a woman. Davis has embarked on a 9-day visit backing the campaign, joined by Harry Mihet, I think is the right name.
I don't think so, but go ahead.
Of Liberty Council.
Okay. Yeah,
another misnamed group.
Right.
The conservative legal group that represented her during the 2015 legal fight. Her story resonates, or this is a quote from Harry. Her story resonates loudly with them, and they are receiving her tearfully and very warmly because they can still remember the not-so-long-ago days when they were themselves persecuted and imprisoned for their conscience. Freedom of conscience transcends natural, cultural, and religious denominational rules, and Romanians are determined to prevent social injustice from ever happening in their country.
Such an injustice, babe.
Oh, such an injustice. Yeah. Either whatever.
They don't. Yeah, right. Okay.
So here's my problem. So Harry here was born in Romania.
Mm-hmm.
So that's her tie. Her counselor was born in Romania. He probably dragged her over and said, let's talk about it.
Right.
Because you're such a hero here in the United States.
Right. Yeah. I got it.
But here's my biggest issue with this. This guy's talking about how the Romanians were persecuted under communist rule.
Mm-hmm.
Of how they couldn't be free to speak their mind, and they couldn't be free to be who they were, right?
Right.
So what they are trying to do is exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to do it to homosexuals. They're trying to say, no, you can't marry who you want. We're going to persecute you because you're homosexual.
Right. It's back to that whole hypocritical thing again.
It's very hypocritical.
It comes back around to that all the time.
Yeah, it does. Because they can't just let people be who they want to be because it goes against their pitiful little religious scripture.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. They don't believe in your religion. Leave them the hell alone.
I know. They got to stick their nose in everyone else's business, what they're doing.
That's what just pisses me off about this.
Right.
Hey, y'all. This is Tucker from the Atheist in the Trailer Park podcast. And I might live in a beer can, but I ain't no inbred redneck. And if you listen to my podcast, I'm going to learn you something. And no, I ain't talking about how to marry your cousin and not have kids with 16 fingers and stuff like that. I mean, I actually talk about real stuff. Teach people where the Bible stole its stories from. So, y'all give me a listen, would you? Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on.
All righty.
To something a little different.
Okay.
But basically the same.
Say, isn't it always
the
same?
Yeah, I've titled this Theocrat Trump.
Okay.
We normally don't talk Trump, but I think we're going to have to start more and more.
Well, the problem is you don't want to talk Trump, but yet you live in a world that currently is being run by Trump, so you can't avoid it because he's messing with your world.
Yeah.
So it can't be avoided.
So President Trump, bragged last Friday that the voters at the Voters Value Summit.
You can't talk today for nothing.
In D.C., that he is the first president to appear in person at the theocratic gathering. And it was exactly what you would expect from a con man trying to drum up his base.
All right.
I got some quotes.
Okay.
We are stopping cold the attacks on Judeo-Christian values, Trump said to applause before slamming people who don't say Merry Christmas.
Jesus. Uh-huh.
So before we go further, let's talk about Judeo-Christian.
Mm-hmm.
That was a... Judeo-Christian did not exist before the 40s. Well, the late 30s.
Uh-huh.
And it was dreamed up by someone who wanted to show support for the Jewish people being persecuted in Germany.
Uh-huh.
Right? But they also wanted to keep it Christian enough so that the American public would allow it. Because,
right.
You know, before then, Jews were still seen as kind of second-class citizens in America. They really hadn't come to what they are today, which is more accepted.
Right.
So this Judeo-Christian values is just ridiculous. We've never had Judeo-Christian values. That you can't really mix the two because Judeo and Christians, they have different, way different beliefs, right? Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, they both started with the same book,
mm-hmm.
right? But how many Christians follow anything in the Torah?
None.
I mean, how many don't eat shrimp? How many don't eat bacon?
So say, I don't think anybody follows that much anymore.
The Jewish people do. Yeah, the Christians don't.
No, that's what I mean.
How many keep the seventh day holy?
Right.
Okay.
No, I know.
There's no such thing as Judeo-Christian values. They need to stop using that term.
Well, what I think is kind of insane is the fact that Trump is just playing to the religious because he's not really a religious person, nor has his past ever shown him to be religious. So it's not like... I mean, yes, it's a matter of just my observation, but based on what he has done up until now, he's not a religious guy.
Right. So, I said, he's a con man playing to his
base. He just tells you what you want to hear at the time that it's happening.
So, I got some more quotes.
Okay.
We don't use the word Christmas because it's not politically correct. You'll go to a department stores and they say Happy New Year instead. We're saying Merry Christmas again.
What is the deal with that?
He's been watching Fox News for so long.
I know. Yeah, I get that. But at the same time, the man is so, what's the word I want? Just non-inclusive
Absolutely.
Of anything. I mean, Absolutely. No matter what it is he's talking about, he makes every single topic, subject, whatever, to not include the people as a whole. Or at least not be inclusive to allow people to be different, to be diverse. It's... Just everybody's got to be this way, and there's no possible way anybody can be any other way.
Right. That's ridiculous. Anyways. And Merry Christmas. You know, say whatever the hell you want. I don't
care.
What
difference does it make? People tell me Merry Christmas all the time. I'm like, you know, whatever.
You know, my common response to that is you too. Whatever. Happy holidays, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, whatever. You too.
I pretty much just say you too, just because it's just avoids easy. It.
I don't.
I'm not a...
No, we're not holiday people, really.
Well, I don't ever say Merry Christmas because obviously I don't do Christmas. But at the same time, it's not that I don't want to for this stance kind of a thing. I just don't.
It's just not something we do.
It's just something I don't think about, you know?
Yeah, we're just not that kind of people.
All right. I'm trying to think. What do I say?
We don't.
I think I'm pretty much just, you know, when they say Merry Christmas, I'm just like, same to you. You know, it's pretty much just kind of an answer
that's
back
all
kind
I've
of
ever
thing.
Said.
I just, I don't know. It's like, have a nice day. You too.
All right. Well, he also tried to hit on religious liberty, or at least the Christian version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Religious liberty is enshrined in the very First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And we all pledge allegiance to, very, very beautifully, one nation under God.
He is an idiot.
So, I don't understand this concept. It's religious liberty enshrined in the First Amendment, but you got to do one nation under God.
Yeah.
How is that liberty?
Religious liberty and one nation under God don't go together.
Exactly. But unless you're a Christian version
of it. But then again, I don't think Trump actually grasped that concept.
No, he doesn't.
I'm pretty damn certain of it.
So, he goes on to say, this is America's heritage, a country that never forgets that we are all, every one of us, made by the same God in heaven.
I'm sorry. What the hell is wrong with this guy and repeating himself? Have you not? Oh, my God. He cannot talk without repeating himself. Is it? And now I'm doing it. But you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it's annoying.
It is.
Anyways.
Then he goes on to say, I pledge that in a Trump administration, our nation's religious heritage would be cherished, protected, and defended like you have never seen before. That's what's happening. That's what's happening.
I'm not saying nothing. And his grammar.
What religious heritage?
Yeah, I'm telling you, the guy thinks he's in his own world. I don't know. I mean, he thinks this presidency position he got was actually a kingdom, not a presidency. Yeah,
but here's the worst thing I think he said. With all this other crap he said, he talked about how the creator was in the Declaration of Independence four times. Big deal. That doesn't mean it's Christian. It just means, right?
Right.
But this is by far the worst thing.
Okay.
Just last week, based on this executive action, the Department of Justice issued new guidance to all federal agencies to ensure that no religious group is ever targeted under my administration. It won't happen.
But what did he just get done saying?
He's talking about the Johnson Amendment.
Yeah, you've talked about that before.
Okay. He's talking about not even telling agencies to not even try to enforce the Johnson Amendment. Not like it's ever really been enforced before, but now he's saying outright, don't do it.
Right. And refresh for the Johnson Amendment.
So Johnson Amendment is part of a bill that's about 501c3s and nonprofits that says that 501c3s, religious or educational nonprofits, cannot endorse candidates.
Right.
So,
and he wants to do away with that.
He wants to do away with this. So the churches
can get in on this.
Right.
Because there's a lot of money and power to be had with the churches.
Right. So if you're a political nonprofit, say you're a lobbying group or something like that, you're a 501c4, you're a 501c7, I think it is. I don't remember all the designations. But there are specific political nonprofits which are allowed to endorse, which are allowed to talk about candidates.
Right.
But
a 501c3 cannot.
A 501c3 currently cannot. And the difference is those C4s and C7s and C6s and all these others are held accountable.
Right.
They have to report their money. They have to report what money came in. They have to report where money went.
So meaning if he does away with this and a church does get to do this, they still don't have to report.
Right. And there's also a double standard there in the 501c3s. If you are a religious 501c3, you don't have to report anything, ever. It's not a requirement.
That's so messed
up. You don't even have to apply. You just say, I'm religious, and you're almost automatically a 501c3. Uh-huh. But if you're an educational 501c3 or a social movement 501c3, you have to report everything, just like all
the
others.
Why does the church not have to?
Because there's this weird a concept called separation of church and state, which they are using improperly in this situation. So they want to make sure that they want to use that for one time, saying that the state can't get involved with anything the churches do, regardless of what it is, because that would be...
But at the same time, they can't have a sacrifice up on the altar.
Right.
So
they can't break the laws, but...
That's my point.
But they don't have to report the money that comes in.
Exactly. That makes no sense.
Right. Well, that's written in. It's
I got it. But...
So my biggest problem is when you take away the Johnson Amendment, which is basically not enforced anyway, but then there goes any way to enforce it in the future, say with dark money.
Right.
You could have, all you'd have to do is create a religious organization, right? And follow the rules of a religious organization, right?
Right.
And then funnel billions of dollars
with
that
no one seeing or knowing what's going down.
Right. With no accountability.
I mean, talk about buying the seats.
Right. And that's essentially what would happen if we don't. And I can see it happening. I really do.
Oh, I see a lot happening. And it's happening like a snowball really fast. And it's kind of freaky.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Yeah. I mean, the Johnson Amendment has a purpose. And if they don't enforce it, that's bad enough. But when you tell your government not to enforce it, we got to... Totally separate situation. We got a theocracy in the making.
Like I said, he thought this seat was a kingdom monarchy, not just a president.
Yeah, imagine how much damage the Catholic Church could do.
I don't think he got
the memo. Imagine how much damage the LDS Church could do.
The Catholic Church for sure.
Well, but no, not even that. Look at how much money the LDS Church has.
I know.
They're already unaccountable in Utah completely. They don't care what they do.
And if you've seen that place in person, it's very impressive.
Right. Now, imagine that on a national scale.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You have so much money doing so much stuff. I mean, you could just look at what is out front right now that's already bought and, you know, how if you got the money, you kind of got the power to dictate how things go. And then to do it unaccountable with the churches and whatnot, it's just that
right.
totally out of control at that point.
Yeah, it's too frustrating to even talk about.
Okay.
So moving on.
Okay.
Creation Museum releases confusing commercial.
Oh, now it's just now confusing.
Oh, this one
commercial?
Is good. This one is good.
Okay.
In a new 30-second commercial, Ken Ham and the folks at Creation Museum send some really mixed signals.
Okay.
So here's a transcript.
Okay.
You got three young girls who are collecting fireflies and discussing stuff.
Okay.
Girl one, I wonder why crickets sing.
Okay.
Girl two, I wonder how insect wings work. Girl one again, I wonder what makes fireflies glow. Girl two, want to find out. And then there's this montage of music in Creationist Museum.
Okay.
Right? And it shows them pushing buttons and, quote, learning things.
Oh, okay.
Then girl one comes back on, says, I wonder what boy ladybugs are called. Right? Common questions that should be answered.
Okay.
However, not a single one of those questions can be accurately answered at the Creation Museum, because they always say God did it.
Well, isn't that their answer to everything?
That's my point.
So each That's one of those confusing. Questions, all you have to do is say, God did it, God did it, God mm-hmm. did it.
Yeah, God wanted it that way.
So, to me, that's actually not a confusing thing.
Okay.
Because that's their response to everything. God did it.
But here's the thing. This is
Doesn't
about...
answer the question.
These but... are about kids...
I know.
...who are asking questions.
I
and they
get
actually
it.
Want answers.
I know, I agree. So this is what's wrong when you have minors... In religious aspects like this, they're fed what they're fed. That's called brainwashing.
Yeah. So what these girls really need is an entomologist.
Someone who knows their stuff. That not, would be a good idea.
Not a con man like Ken Ham.
Well, and it has to go with any religion and children growing up in religion. They don't actually give you answers to anything.
No. All they do is give because, you... They give you an answer. But
and it's
not
just creationists
answer.
Who tell you God did it kind of thing.
No, lots of
I
other
mean,
people.
I remember being in Sunday school. They don't really answer your questions.
No, they just give you an answer.
Mm-hmm. They deflect.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't ever actually answer questions.
Yeah, and this is one of those situations. The Creation Museum is a 501c3 educational
right.
entity, right? But they're friggin' lying to kids.
Yeah, well, all religion pretty much friggin' lies to kids. Are you kidding me?
I know. Just pisses me off.
When I was little, I thought unicorns didn't get to come on the frickin' Noah's Ark because they wouldn't stop playing.
Well, that
That's
is
what
true.
I was told.
That is true.
That's how the song goes.
It's as true as the Ark.
Let's see. Good point. Touche.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
Potter.
That's right. We got a Potter Award this week. This week we give it to Steve Prater, who is the sheriff of Cato Parish in Louisiana.
Okie dokie.
Is that gonna
I'm
bore
tired.
You?
No, I'm just tired.
So
continue.
Normally, a Potter Award winner needs to have a certain amount of horrible in order to qualify for the Potter Award.
But, yeah, you usually have like a long list.
But the good sheriff managed to win it with only one thing.
I don't think you've done that yet, mm-mm. actually.
No, I don't normally.
How bad could it be that he gets it with one shot?
Last week, Sheriff Prater blasted the state's justice reinvestment package, a series of bills passed in June that could reduce Louisiana's prison population by 10% and save more than $260 million over the next decade by slowly releasing nonviolent offenders. Right? Sounds like a good idea, right?
Okay.
The legislation is set to go into effect November 1st and would authorize the early release of 1,400 prisoners across the 21 parishes in the state.
Okay.
So, and that would have 35 prisoners would be immediately released from Cato Parish. But that seems to be too many for Prater.
Uh-huh.
Because he needs them to wash cars.
What do you mean wash cars?
This is
like
a direct...
wash cars?
Yeah, this is a direct quote. In addition to the bad ones, they're releasing some good ones that we use every day to wash cars, to change the oil in cars, to cook in the kitchen, to do all that where we save money.
Wow.
Well, they're going to let them out, the ones we use in work release programs.
So he wants
slaves.
Slave. That's exactly what I was going to say, but I was like, is that the word I want?
So let's just, I have an issue with work release programs to begin with. It's indentured servitude. It's forced labor.
No, I get that. But at the same time, some of them look forward to it as a release as well.
I get that. Right. But we're not paying them a standard wage for it.
No.
Okay.
I don't believe they are.
No, they're generally not, right?
Uh-huh.
They don't receive any real benefit from it.
Right.
They're not learning any real job skills from it. It's not part of rehabilitation.
I think it should be part of rehabilitation, honestly. But at the same time, I'm not against the work program.
No, I'm not either.
Not entirely.
It has its purposes, right? It's got rehabilitation. It's giving back to the society that they wronged in some way, right?
Right. And it's also, you know, you do good, you get to be on this program. Right. Something to work towards, some initiative. And, you know, also something to change, you know, the everyday mundane kind of thing.
Right.
But
here's the problem.
Something to earn.
He wants to keep these folks in jail, in prison.
Okay.
Specifically so they can continue with these tasks.
Oh,
so okay. They're letting out the good ones.
Oh, okay. Now I'm getting what right? you're saying.
And they're keeping a lot of the bad ones who aren't eligible for this program because they're not good enough, or their crime is so bad they're not allowed.
Well, I was going to say, if you're going to release any criminals, it would have to be based on something non-really bad.
So he wants
my grammar's right. terrible.
So
or no, my vocabulary's horrendous.
The bill would generally release those who have good behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Right, who either did a nonviolent crime or have been really good during the prison term.
Right.
And those are the same ones that do all this work.
Oh, okay.
So he's saying that he wants to keep them in so he can keep his slaves.
So he wants to keep the guys who are qualifying for the work release program and release the ones who aren't.
He doesn't actually want to release anybody.
Right.
He's pretty much against this whole thing.
He wants to keep this hired help.
His forced labor.
Well, his forced labor is not hired help.
No, he doesn't want to hire the help. He doesn't want to pay somebody to wash the car. He doesn't want to pay somebody to change the oil.
He wants modern day slaves.
And then when you look at the prison population in Louisiana, it's like 65-70% African American.
Yeah.
So,
it
is. I looked at the numbers.
I didn't look it up.
I looked at the numbers.
Uh-huh.
So I think that may have something to do with it.
So who is it he's wanting to let go?
He doesn't want to let anybody go.
No. I think I lost it.
Okay, the state said you're going to let these people go.
Right, that's what I was just going to say. He's being told that he has to do this. Right. And he's trying to nitpick who he wants to let go.
No, he doesn't want to let anybody go.
No, because he's having to. He's trying to nitpick which ones will go and which ones won't.
No, he doesn't get a choice.
Oh, but I...
The bill says these are the requirements. These are people that get let go.
Oh, so he doesn't get to make the
decision.
He
does not get a choice.
Okay, so where's the Potter part in this again?
Because he wants to try to keep them. His idea is that he wants to keep these people in slavery.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Even though the state's saying we can let them go. He's pissed because he's losing his slaves.
He's losing his personal people is what right. how he looks at it.
Right.
Like a plantation owner not wanting to let his guys go.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, I get it now.
So,
this is all about him.
Now, in a statement from the Cato Parish Sheriff's Office, spokeswoman Cindy Chadwick doubled down on the sheriff's statements.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it gets worse.
Okay.
There's not much worse you can get.
But anyways.
It is a fact that state inmates serving hard labor sentence can be required to work as part of their court-ordered sentence in Louisiana. Those jobs may include picking up trash, parish roadways, preparing meals for inmates at the jail, or working for nonprofits, public agencies in our community. The term good inmates was in reference to state prisoners who are eligible to work but have lesser felony charges compared to others facing release with criminal histories, including murder, domestic violence, and battery.
Okay.
So basically, they're saying, yeah, we want to keep the good inmates.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So because they're eligible for these work release programs.
Right. To do stuff for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's...
It's his own personal little job pool to pull from.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't really have a problem with work release programs. They have their purpose. But when you're using it just to save...
For your own personal benefit.
Just to save money... In the prison. I don't think that's right.
Right, because that's
forcing them
to work.
Right. If you're using them to do a job, pay them what you would have paid a free person to do it. Let them earn the money. When they get out, give them the money.
I don't know if they'll ever do that.
But they should. We set these prisoners out with basically nothing.
Mm-hmm, right? And they go commit crimes again.
Right. We've incarcerated them for a certain amount of time. We make them do their time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when we set them out, they have nothing.
I think I disagree with you, though, because I don't think they should be making the same exact wage as a free person is, because they, as a citizen, did break the rules. They
right.
did. They kind of dropped their citizenship a bit, I guess you could
say.
So my point is, when you look at minimum wage, when you look at minors, they base it based on their age. So if you're 18 and older, your minimum wage is whatever that state's minimum wage is. If you're, say, 16 to 17, it's a drop lower. If you're 14 to 15, it's a drop lower. So my point is, as citizens who knew the rules, broke those rules, they need to also have to, you know, they can't make the same wage that someone who didn't break laws make as
right, but,
a minimum wage. They need to have a set wage is what I'm saying, okay. But not at the same level that a good, you know, as a citizen who didn't break any laws did, you know, set right. Some level, don't make them do it for free. But at the same time, in my opinion, they shouldn't make what, you know, your law abiding citizens make.
All right. I can see that.
I mean, they are in there because they broke the law. They committed a crime. They shouldn't be allowed to commit a crime and yet still make what people out here, you know, who didn't break the law are making.
Even though they're restricted in every other way.
But because they broke the law. That's part of the package.
Right.
Not to mention, I mean, jail, I've never been to jail. Have no idea. I imagine it sucks major. I would never want to be there. But at the same time, they don't have to worry about bills while they're in there. They don't have to worry about medical or being fed and stuff.
Let's change it.
And that sucks, I know. But
let's change it this way. We pay them the same wages, right? But require them to pay for their food and pay for their housing.
Now that I could see, sort of. But the thing is, maybe. The system isn't set up like that right now. They're getting all those things, so it doesn't make sense that they should get a full wage.
Right, but
they shouldn't have to work for free, though, because that, by definition, is slavery.
Yeah, I agree.
Whether they're a really criminal or not, that's slavery.
Yeah, that gets really tough on how to handle that. But definitely, I don't think they should be doing it for free.
No, I disagree with doing it for free. I mean, unless it was full, you know, rehabilitation, and that's what this position you have right here is to help you, you know, some rehab program type deal, but that's not what it is.
No.
It's just for you to get a chance to change your daily, to go do
right. If you're washing the cars for the sheriff, you're doing a service for the sheriff, who you did not wrong, by the way.
Right, and it gives you an outlet to get out of your daily routine for a little while. All right, but
fine.
Yeah, the sheriff gets the benefit of that. But that's just what I mean. I think they should not work for free. I totally agree with that. But I also don't think they should get the same salary, minimum wage salary that non-law-breaking citizens get.
Also, it should be noted that the Supreme Court said that chain gangs are unconstitutional.
Well, if you're doing work and not getting paid as a prisoner, isn't that a chain gang?
Pretty much.
Other than physically being tied together?
Right.
Okay, it's just my that's just what I'm saying.
All right.
But that's my opinion.
All right, and I think that's all the yucking I got for you.
I'm good.
All right, we'll see you guys next
week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a minute.
Bye-bye! Bye.